Well, hey everybody, welcome back to Speak Lord. This is a relaunch of the Speak Lord podcast. Perhaps you've been following Speak Lord from the start, or maybe you were not even aware that Speak Lord was ever launched in the first place. I will be posting the first relaunch episode on April 18, and in these weeks leading up to then, I'm sharing relaunch stories to catch you up on where we've been and where we'll be going. I encourage you to listen through to the end of this story because I'll be telling you how you can help make this relaunch a success. I started the Palmer SDA Church podcast in April 2020. Do you remember what life was like in April 2020? I was frantically attempting to adjust church ministry to work with this new uncertain world of a pandemic. Thinking we might get hit with a strict lockdown, I gathered the essentials from my office and raided the church audiovisual booth. Sorry, audiovisual team, and thanks for fixing my mistakes. I moved my mess of equipment into my already messy bedroom where I set up my new office and a recording studio. All at once, I started doing a whole bunch of new things. Things I'd never done before. I built a website. That's where PastorRyanRogers.com came from. I helped redo our church website, and that's where PalmerAK.AdventistChurch.org came from. I spent hours trying to get that domain name switched to something simpler, and eventually I moved on to other things. There was so much to do. I got to know our church YouTube channel and learned how to create a podcast. I took hours setting up the Palmer SDA Church podcast to be available on all the major podcast platforms and streaming services. I spent time recording my sermons outside, editing, getting tech support. My house got messier and messier. My daughter was doing distance learning. I was in school. My wife was out of state for a couple of weeks. It was exhausting. I was about 80% clueless on all the things I was trying to do. And that's where the Speak Lord podcast began. That was April 2020. Speak Lord was one of my responses to the change that COVID-19 brought into life and ministry. My goal was to bring God's word to people in a challenging time. Speak, Lord. I liked the name, and I still do. I took it from Samuel, who took it from Eli, who told him to say these words the next time the voice called his name. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. That was the posture I wanted to take into COVID-19, and it was what I hoped to share. Each episode, I would read a Bible verse and share a few thoughts of reflection on what God was speaking through that verse. I posted a new episode every day and did the same for Speak Lord for Kids. My daughter was a trooper. She kept reading and talking about the Bible every time I set her in front of the microphone. It was a bit too much to keep up with, and we slowed down and we started putting out a few episodes each week. We made it to episode 95, then we stopped. The school year started, that made our lives even busier. We returned to in-person church services. I spent a huge amount of my time working through church COVID policies, and Speak Lord has stayed there at episode 95 since October 2, 2020. Well, it's back. Look for the first relaunch episode, that's episode 96. It'll be coming out in 2 weeks from today on April 18th. That's exactly 1 year after the first episode was posted. I'm inviting you to become a regular Speak Lord listener once again or for the first time. What I hope you gain out of every episode is a weekly connection point to help you hear God speak through the words of the Bible. It takes a bit of effort to make this happen. I thought for a long time before deciding to take this on again. I think it's worth it. I think it's going to be a blessing to a lot of people. And you can help make this relaunch be a success. First, by listening, and second, by sharing. The more people who are blessed by Speak Lord, the more worth it is. If you want to learn more, it's really simple. Go to PastorRyanRogers.com and click podcast. It has all the info about how to listen and share and subscribe. I even have some social media shareable graphics. These are things you can put on your social media page to help get the word out about this relaunch for the Speak Lord podcast. Look for another relaunch story coming out next Sunday. I'm going to be sharing with you why I decided to take the time and energy to relaunch Speak Lord. And I'm also going to share with you how it's going to be a little different than it was before. Hey, thank you for making this relaunch better and for helping us hear God speak through the words of the Bible. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.